Welcome to a WSFI special presentation with your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I am excited to be joined here today by David Carollo, the executive director of the World Apostolate of Fatima, the Blue Army. So, David, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show with me. Can you just highlight and tell me a little bit about the Fatima story?
Well, thanks for having me here today. It's great to be on and to be able to get the message out a little bit. So the message of Fatima, of course, I guess, for our audience, I mean, many probably know it. We all know that in 1917 Our Lady appeared. But what people don't realize, many don't realize, is the Fatima, the apparitions began a year earlier in 1916 when the angel appeared. Angel of Peace appeared to three children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta. Francisco and Jacinta were brother and sister. Lucia was her older cousin. The angel appeared to them in a way that was really caught them by surprise. They were shepherd children with their sheep in a valley in a day. They were doing their daily work. And when you think about it, they were 10, 9, and 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And we think about those ages now, and children don't normally work. Well, they were hard at work at those days, but they'd work and they would play. And then the angel appeared to them. But the essence of what's so special about the Fatima, about the first three apparitions of the angel, which Sister Lucia later said were the most important apparitions of Fatima because they trained them to be... train them spiritually for what was to come the year later, you know. So they learned what was going to be expected of them the following year. When Our Lady appeared to them in 1917, they were already prepared,
yes,
to a great degree. And people don't understand that. They talk about three simple children who are shocked by this appearance, and certainly they were, but they were ready for it.
Yes.
Really important
because of these apparitions of the angel.
Exactly. And Our Lady gave, you know, certainly over the next 6 months, six appearances, she spoke about the world events. She spoke about the reality that we as people, as men and women, had to turn our lives around and begin living in accord with the Gospels.
Yeah.
That we had strayed.
Okay. Yes.
She talked about specific things that were happening. Obviously, World War I was going on at the time. She said the war would end. And then she said that a greater war would happen if men did not amend their lives, and a series of things. So over the 6 month period, many things happened around the area, around Portugal. Obviously, there was a lot of skepticism as to what they were doing, and of course, on October 13th was the great miracle of the sun.
Yes,
where 70,000 people witnessed the great event, where it was the only miracle actually predicted since the time of Christ, really.
Yeah.
And it occurred, and 70,000 people were there to see it.
Yeah, that is, it is truly moving, and what a wonderful part of our Catholic faith. I mean, so many people rely on this, and I want to find out a little bit about your organization, how it started, and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in 1947, 30 years after the apparitions, not much had been done. To be very honest with you, of course, Europe was in a shambles.
Yes.
You know, World War I, the rebuilding, then World War II. Now here we are at the end of World War II, and it's the beginning of the Cold War period.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recall, Our Lady said, she spoke of Russia specifically in 1917.
Yes.
Keep in mind, she spoke of Russia prior to the revolution. Things mm-hmm. were fermenting, but the reality is, She said Russia would spread her errors if my requests were not heeded. Okay.
Yes.
Russia, in fact, did spread her errors. Okay. Mm-hmm. And in 1947, we began the Cold War, a time when the reality of what she said was becoming very, very believable. She had talked about the possibility of nations being annihilated, simply being annihilated. That didn't make much. It didn't really hold ground back then. But with the advent of the nuclear age, the atomic bomb, and nations could be annihilated. Mm-hmm. This became a real reality. Our founder, John Haffert, and Monsignor Colgan. Monsignor Colgan was a priest of the Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey. He had suffered a very severe heart attack, and he was not expected to live. But in the hospital, he made a promise to Our Lady of Fatima. He was already devoted to Fatima. He knew about it. And he said, if I'm cured, I will spend the rest of my days promoting the message of Fatima.
Yes.
And he very miraculously recovered. the doctors really couldn't explain it, because 1947, there wasn't, you know, open heart surgery, those types of things were really in their infancy.
Right.
And he really recovered to a very great degree. He lived until 1972. He hooked up with a gentleman by the name of John Hafford, who was an author and a very devoted Carmelite, actually, Lay Carmelite, and they together started this Blue Army. Monsignor Father Colgan at the time, from his pulpit, called for a Blue Army of prayer to counter the Red Army of atheistic communism. And that's where the name came from.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. So that's where you got your this World Apostolate of Fatima and the Blue Army from.
Right. The World Apostolate of Fatima is more of our international name. It's a name we go by today, because today we are a public association of the faithful.
Okay.
We've been elevated to that level by St. John Paul II. He wanted one organization that could bring together. There were so many different Fatima organizations, and all doing good. I don't mean to, you know, imply that others aren't doing the right thing, but he felt it needed to be in the hands of one organization that the church could give its blessing to. And we were chosen. We were given that honor.
How wonderful. What a great honor that is.
Yeah.
And so you operate a shrine here in the United States, or a few of them. It's in New Jersey?
It is. Our shrine is in New Jersey. Now, we have divisions throughout the diocese in the United States.
Correct.
But we're located in Washington, New Jersey, about 50 miles straight west of New York City.
Okay.
We're about 10, 12 miles from the Pennsylvania border, in the foothills of the Pocono Mountains, a beautiful area, a beautiful 130-some-acre shrine.
Yep.
We have a beautiful shrine. We have a retreat center, and we publish our magazine, and our corporate offices are out of there. And so that's our headquarters. Yeah.
Wonderful. You get a lot of visitors out there?
We get many. Some events, we have 5,000-6,000 visitors. It depends on a big day. The 13th of the month, of course, are the 6 months of the anniversaries, the apparition are the big ones.
Yes.
But it's a very historic area, actually. I always say it's about 40 miles from where George Washington crossed the Delaware. So it's got a lot of history to the United States, too.
Very cool. And, of course, you obviously do a lot of work in Fatima. You've been to Fatima in and out quite a bit, and just in the past couple of months. But tell me about the retreat center that you have there, and the hotel, and what you do out there.
Well, our retreat center hotel, Domus Pacis, actually predates everything here in the United States. We have had that property now since 1954. The hotel opened in 1954, 55, on an exact date. And it's a 110-room hotel. We can accommodate about 200 people.
Okay.
We have some very unique things in there, though. We're one of very unique property in Fatima. We have a beautiful Latin chapel with tremendous acoustics, and many choirs like to go sing in there. It's small, but very nice. But we have the only Byzantine chapel in Fatima. And that goes back, because the Fatima message is very much tied with the East. And defeat of communism, and not communism as much as the atheistic aspects of communism. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, for many years, you know, our devotion has always been to pray for and help with, you know, converting the East. You know, to bring Russia will be converted, Our Lady said. You know,
yeah.
And that was our job to a great degree. And when I say Russia, it's not as much a slam to the Russian people or the Orthodox Church or anything. It was the errors of Russia. What came out of it, the communism that, you know, that did spread very far in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So you're doing a lot, obviously, as you just mentioned, and you have a lot of events. You have lot of things going on. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we have a lot of events. Now, of course, we're leading up to the great anniversary, the centennial anniversary in 2017.
Yeah.
So we have many, many events coming up. We're just too many to mention here, but they will be on our website, bluearmy.com. They're being listed as we put them up. Many events both here at our shrine, around the United States, in our many divisions, because we're located in some 70 divisions here in the United States. And then, of course, at Domus Pacis. We also have, Domus Pacis is actually a perfect place for a retreat or a conference. We also have a beautiful auditorium. We're in the process now of video streaming everything between the Shrine of New Jersey, Portugal, and everything on the web. So we become worldwide with that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And it's a goal. So we have many great speakers lined up. I mean, we have many verbal commitments right now for speakers. Our dates are being set better.
Yes.
We're tying them into the events of the shrine of Fatima. Mm-hmm. We have a very good relationship with the rector and the shrine there. Yeah. Excuse me. For example, the first commemoration of the 100th anniversary will begin on March 28th of 2016, because that's the day where we will celebrate and commemorate the first apparition of the angel to the children. The children don't know the date. They never knew the date. Okay.
Oh, okay.
They couldn't say. But it was in the springtime. So
right.
They put together certain things, and they've kind of speculated that March 28th is the day. So the Shrine in Fatima has selected that date to be the date to begin the celebrations of the centenary, and we will do the same here in the United States.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
What a great way to do that,
right.
and commemorate. Now, how can people get involved?
Well, again, come to our website, BlueArmy.com.
Okay.
We have divisions we have divisions, some very active, some not so active, but we have a presence throughout the United States. If you contact us or call our office at 908-689-1700, someone can direct you to the people that will sign you up, get you involved, and it really is promoting the Fatima message is just so important today. You know,
it really is.
As we move to this period, Our Lady said that in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Okay. What is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart? Well, it's coming, okay? How can you define it? Well, to me, I define it as a time when the doors of evangelization and of faith will be open to us again. I really think it'll be like the early days of Christianity, where,
yeah.
Look what the church had to go through to get to that point, 300 years of persecution.
Yes.
Okay? But there is that saying that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. Okay,
yep.
And there have been more martyrs in the 20th century than in the previous 19 combined, according to some people, thanks to communism and things like that.
Yes,
I believe that we're on the threshold of a great explosion of the faith. It's going to come.
Yes,
as sometimes as bleak as it looks out there right now, but many things have been happening. For example, we were in Portland, Oregon, on June 28th, where His Excellency Archbishop Sample consecrated the Diocese of Portland to the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady of Fatima.
How wonderful that is.
He asked us to be there with our statue of the Immaculate Heart, a statue which we had commissioned and was blessed by Pope Francis last year. We were up there with it. And now Bishop Ricken in Green Bay, Wisconsin, did the same thing on the 28th of July, a month later. So we're hoping that this will spread around the United States. I believe the grace of these actions will have a tremendous effect on bringing about, because the triumph of the Immaculate Heart is not something that they have written in a book in heaven and it's going to press a button on a certain day. It's when we merit it. We have to merit that. So by our prayers and by our actions, and that's why we ask people to come on to our organization, to sign the pledge, pledge, which where you pray the rosary daily, offer up your daily duty in reparation for sin, conversion of sinners, because in the July apparition in 1917, Our Lady opened up the world, opened up the earth, and she showed the children a vision of hell.
Yes.
Okay. And it's something we don't like to talk about, and we don't dwell on it. And she didn't say that the world is doomed and this is what's going to happen, but she did point out that this does happen. And we can help that. We can, by praying for the conversion of sinners, okay, we can keep people from suffering that fate.
Yes.
And the more people you bring into the effort, I mean, it is a true act of charity. And charity is the essence of what we're to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. This is a beautiful beautiful time to share with our listeners here, David. Thank you so much for...
Well, thank you for having me.
For your witness, for all of the great things you're doing with the Blue Army, the World Apostolate of Fatima.
Yeah.
And this has just been a lot of fun talking to you.
So, well, glad to do it. I'm very, very happy to be about it. I appreciate anything we can do to get the message out. That's the most important thing.
Yes, it is. And again, that is theBlueArmy.com, correct?
BlueArmy.com is our website. It's being updated daily, so be patient with us. We keep working on it, but there's so many things coming, so many things we're doing. And our events really leading up to 2017 are going to be fantastic.
That's so great.
But the biggest thing you do is join us. We have many Pilgrim Virgin statues.
Yes.
We have a program around the country, and so many people sign up. They want to just get involved, pray the rosary, join with us. I mean, we certainly use the volunteer help everywhere we can.
Yep.
But if you can't do much, at least join us spiritually.
Yes.
But if you sign up, your name goes to Fatima. It's left at the feet of Our Lady.
That is wonderful.
You become a disciple.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much, David. Okay. You've been listening to David Carolla, the Executive Director of the World Apostolate of Fatima. TheBlueArmy.com is the website.
Great.
Go and check it out. Thank you so much. Again, David, and this has been WSFI Spotlight from the Schaumburg Convention Center at the Catholic Marketing Network Trade Show. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, thank you for listening. We'll be right back. to regular scheduled programming.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation from WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about WSFI, please visit www.wsfiradio.org. Or, to donate to WSFI, please send your tax-deductible donation to P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Again, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Thank you.